To God be all the glory. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church, Pam Division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That being said, let's get this party started. Let's get it going, because it's Good Friday, and it's Victory Friday, so let's go!
You did not create me to worry.
No, sir.
You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship. Just Trust in you, Lord, I will trust my trust in you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on now. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Know how he walks with me.
Yes, Lord.
It's all how he talks with me. Yeah. Know how he tells me.
Yeah. I am his own. Yeah. Come on now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Come on now, come on now.
Oh, how you counsel me.
Yes.
It's still amazes me.
Yeah.
That I am your friend.
So now
I pour out my heart to you.
Hearing your presence, I am made new. So now I pour out my heart to you.
Give my heart, Lord. Hearing your presence, I am made.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So much trust you did not
Let's go. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on.
Fill this tabernacle, purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Won't you just breathe new life within us? Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire. Surround us in this place. Bring you life. Oh, yes,
Make me to free. Across the heavens, there.
Yes, Lord. I want to be where you are, Lord. I want to be where you are. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. I want to be where you are. Hey, hallelujah. Come on, come on, Lord.
Glory. I will do anything just to see you. God, I see you to be loved. You as my King, 'cause I want to be where you are. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Once again, we say welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, the parent division of the KPF family. It's Good Friday. It's Holy Friday. This is Holy Convocation of the Week. This is the week where last Sunday, Christ rode into Jerusalem, what? On a donkey. And this same week where he was betrayed by Judas. This same week where he was hung on this very day and crucified for all our sins, the good, the bad, and the ugly. No one was an exception to the rule. He died for everyone, the believer and the non-believer, the Jew and the Gentile. And then on the third day, this coming Easter Sunday, he rose with all power. So we said, one, we thank you, Lord, for your humbleness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your selflessness. We thank you, Lord, for thinking about me before I was even thought of. We said thank you, Lord, for thinking about us before, and why we're not thinking about you. We said thank you, Lord, for stepping in the gap between man and God. That man has tarnished that gap. But you found it not robbery to reestablish that gap, to be the intermediator, the intercessor, to be the ambassador, to be the continuous link between man and God. We said, thank you, Lord, for you found it not robbery to be born through your creation. We said, thank you, Lord, that you found it not robbery to humble yourself, to be raised as your creation. We said, thank you, Lord, for you finding out robbery to be the savior of your creation. When we have the authority, we have the anointing, and we have the power to save ourselves, but we couldn't do it because of the selfishness of man. But you finding out robbery, Father God, we said, thank you for being that link to show us the way, to show us the way to how to be humble, how to love, and to seek what it is to be after God's own heart. For you said it best in Matthew 6:33, Father. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You find it not robbery, Lord, to show us the way. and that we are grateful, and that we say thank you, and we're glad that we are on the Lord's side. Forgive me. Because that precious Lamb of the Lord, that last song, that is you. That is you, Jesus. You found it not robbery, Father, to come down in the flesh and anoint your only begotten Son to do what you created man to do, but we couldn't do it. You still showed us love. You still showed us mercy, even to this very day, 2,000 years later. We give glory to your name, Father. We give you all the honor and the praise. And we seal this prayer with the blood that shed on Calvary that still flows today with all power. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Ooh. This shit I had a hey. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. On tonight on Good Friday, and along with, and along on Easter Sunday, we're going to be talking about faith. So we're going to come from the one book that talks about faith. I mean, every book talks about faith, but this one book in particular, in the New Testament, breaks it down in depth. You're coming from James tonight, from James chapter 1, verses 1 to 8, then James chapter 2, verse 26. Oh, Jesus. And tonight's title is, Where is Your Faith? Where is your faith? So many of us, especially we Christians, we say we have faith. But the Lord said we have faith of the size of a mustard seed that we can move mountains. He's talking about the physical mountain and the mountain of problems that we have. And let me tell you, the problems that I have, I can't depend on man at all, because it's man that caused the problems. Some of them are my own, and some is because of other men, out of jealousy or whatever. So how can I depend on man to solve my problem, when they're causing my problem? Can't hear nobody up in here. Can't trust them. You can't trust man. You can try, but the only one without blemish, the only one I put my total faith into is Christ himself. Because every time and time again, I try to put trust in man, I get disappointed. Yeah, I get disappointed. I get upset, or I don't get confused by the word and the question, why, comes about. And that's even coming from the men and women of God that I call my brothers and sisters in faith. Why? You know, and it's sad that is the case, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. So, like I said, we're coming from the New Testament book of James, chapter 1, verses 1 and 8, and then we're going to shoot to chapter 2, verse 26. So while you get your bookmarks ready, at this point, I normally ask the woman of God how was her day, but she is not here in the studio. She's out and about doing her other call that she has with the Lord, trying to help these kids that's out here that need our help. So that gives you a couple seconds to get your bookmarks out, get your notepads ready, because we're about to go in. And like I said, this is part one, because part two is coming on Sunday. And we're talking about, where's your faith? Now, you heard me say that it's written in the book of Matthew. The Lord said, if you have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, that we can move mountains. Now, some of us has pretty much, you know, I know I have experienced that factor, and it's true. I got into some situations, and all I could do was just pray and rely on God, and have faith that He was going to handle it. And sure enough, He did. And I don't encourage that you put yourself in that predicament, but if you ever get into that predicament, you got to trust and believe and rely on God. Because only He could come up with a solution. I don't want a problem that's resolved, but I want a problem that's solved. Excuse me. What I mean by that, if a problem exists or comes up, I want the problem to be done and over with. That the solution that I came up with, for the problem, so the problem does not come up again. But we know old boy Satan, he's going to try again. And he's going to try to put your faith to the test. He's going to test you. He's going to try you. And he's going to tip you. All at the same time, while he's doing all that, he's going to try to destroy you. He's going to try to kill, steal, and destroy you all at the same time. Now, what God going to do, God going to test to see if you who you say you are. This is nothing to play with. Claiming and profounding your name before the Lord and saying that He's your Lord and Savior, He want to know if you're true. How do I know so? Did he not do that to Job? Did he not do that to Job? When he relieved the hedge of protection and told Satan to have his way, because Job said he would never curse God. Can you do the same thing? That's the question about tonight. Where's your faith? Now, I don't know if he questioning me, but you know, I don't know. I can't really say if I had a Job experience. But I can tell you what, I lived through Job stuff. I done lost everything. I lost all my clothes, lost all my documentations, important documents too. Then lost a couple loved ones along the way. I'm still here, and you know what? While I'm still here, God is still keeping me. Yeah. Life still goes on. And as life still goes on, the blessings and the mercies, and most importantly, the favor still goes on. Hallelujah. Glory. So let's get into it. Now, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let me pause right there. See, that's Paul talking to James, right? And he's telling James to hold, to be strong in his faith, because you're going to come across some situations that you don't recognize and you wasn't ready to attack or to come across, but it's your faith that's going to get you through. And ladies and gentlemen, that has not changed today. That has not changed today. You're going to come across a situation that is so bad and terrible that you want to just throw in the towel. You want to say the hell with it. But you can't say the hell with it because God, his blood that was shed on Calvary, hey, it was going through your veins. Once you profess and proclaim that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and once you baptize and being baptized, announcing it before the throne of glory and against all the principalities in this world that the Lord is your Savior, that blood is in you. That blood is going through you. Yeah? So Paul is telling us this, but let patience have a perfect work. Now, you might need a miracle today, like in the next 5 minutes, and the Lord don't show up. Don't be mad. Because it's kind of for your good. Because it said it right there in verse 2, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. You're going to be so desperate to try to find a resolution or solution to the problem, you want to take any and everything. No. Be patient. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I was the most impatient person on this planet. Let me give an example. And that happened to all my family members. Mother, father, sister, I ain't had no brothers. But no matter who, if you ask me to pick you up and take you somewhere, and I say I'll be there in 5 minutes, on a 6 minute mark, I am leaving. I'm not waiting for you. I'm gone. Because I told you 5 minutes ago that I'd be there in 5 minutes. On that 6 minute mark, I'm out. I'm leaving. You should have been outside. You should have been ready. Now, am I that same person today? I'll be honest with you. On some occasions, I am. But I'm working on me. I'm not perfect. Far from it. Far from it. But I'm working on it. So, like the book says, excuse me. As James says, as Paul said to James, let patience have a perfect work. You have to. This Christian walk is something that you have to try at it. You have to work at it until it becomes your norm, until it becomes your everyday, and then next thing you know, it becomes your life. It ain't gonna happen overnight, but being a Christian, it takes time, takes patience. And then in verse 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, tell them acts of God that give to all men liberally. It didn't say to all Christians, it didn't say to all Jews, it didn't just say to all Gentiles, it says to all men liberally. If you want to know, like my brother-in-law, man, 5-6 years ago, my brother-in-law used to come at me real hard. Why you this? Why you do this? Why you do that? Why da 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 da? Right? And why you Christians do this? I said, man, you know what? If every time I answer your question and you don't believe what I say, I tell you what. Go ask the man himself. Go before the throne of glory and ask him yourself. And I told him, and I'm going to tell everybody here, be careful. Be careful, because he's going to give you an answer. And some people can't take the answer. Excuse me. Some people can't take the answer. And like my brother-in-law now, for the last 2-3 years, he doesn't do that no more. I don't wonder why, because I already know why. He actually probably went to the throne of glory and asked him, what he been asking me. And you know what? God probably gave him an answer. It probably shook him. Probably scared him a little bit too. But you know what? That's good. Because everybody should go before the throne of glory in what spirit and the truth. That's the word. That's the word. Go before the throne of glory as you. There's no formality to it. But for you to come to the throne of glory in spirit and in truth. That's the only formality. Because you can't come in fake. You can't come in sugar-coated. You can't come in like, oh, you done fasted for a whole year or 3 months or so, and you've been reading and you've been praying. No. He already knows that you're lying. He already knows that you have stepping. Go before the throne of spirit and truth. With an open heart. Open heart. And like I said, it says to all men, he will give it to you if you lack wisdom and the bread of not, and it shall be given you. But check this. But let him ask in faith. Now, that faith part right there, you go before the throne of glory, not only expecting, knowing that he's going to give you the answer. But we have to be mindful also, ladies and gentlemen, especially to those who's new at this thing. You're gonna have Satan and all his demons and all his harlots checking you out, trying to block your prayer from getting before the throne of glory. Because look, it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You got to go seeking that you know your prayer is going to get through. And you know that the Lord is going to hear it. And you know that you're going to receive, that he's going to receive it. And the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you what it is that you seek. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how the word, this is how the men and women of God comes up with the word. We fast, we pray, we study, and we go before the throne. Well, here in this church, I go before the throne of glory, ask the Lord what it is that you want me to say to your people. Now, this word for tonight and for Sunday morning, he already told me, I want you to talk about faith. Because at the end of the day, it is your faith that he judges. It is your faith that moves and wavers him or not. It is your faith in him that encourages you to stand fast to him, that to believe in him, to hear him, and to understand him. I'm going to confuse y'all. Let me say it again. It is your faith in him that you understand, that to believe in him, that you understand him, that you hear him, and that you receive him. It's only by faith that is so. Nothing else. It's not your tithe. It's not the position that you hold in the church. It's not how big your church congregation is. Oh, hell no. No. It's not about that. It's all about your faith. And what you proceed on by your faith and what you believe in by your faith. Your perception of God. What is your perception of God? How do you believe in God? Who is your God? What is your God? My God is the Alpha and the Omega. My God is the beginning and the end. My God is the one above all names. I can't hear nobody. Come on now. That's my God. My God don't answer to nobody. Everybody answers to him. My God is the creator of all things and everything. My God is the beginning and the end. My God is the Alpha and the Omega. My God is the Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Ariel, Sikinu. That's my God. Who's yours? Who's yours? You can put a label on God all you want, but it is at the end of the day, because like the Lord said in the Old Testament, I am a jealous God. Don't put no other gods before me. And how he clarified that, He'll clarify for that in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, where we wrestle not against blood, flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. And all those things alike. Right? We have to understand that if you believe in God, you believe in Christ, you believe in the Holy Spirit, you got to believe in Satan too. You got to believe in all the demons that he has. You got to believe in all the evildoers and the principalities that's on this earth. You have to believe in all those things because they do exist. Can't have one without the other. Can't have one without the other. It's impossible. And it's the whole purpose of you understanding. It's the whole purpose of you understanding. The whole purpose of you recognizing that the purpose of Christ, why he came, why he sent his begotten son. You see, when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, man had the authority and the audacity to name every creature on this planet. All what God created, man had the authority and the anointing and the power to name it. Now, who does that? It's like you having your child tell you the name. It's like you allowing your child that you gave birth to name everything in your house. To delegate everything that's going on in your house. You gave all authority to your child. And to some of us, that's, I want to say what I want to say, but no. Some of us will not even do that. That's a hell no. No. It's not even thought of. But that's what God did. He created Adam and Eve and told Adam to name every living thing that's on earth. And then at the same time, he was obedient in doing that, but then he was also disobedient. So then, throughout time, he gave man ample time to get themselves back to order. Couldn't do it. Gave man, well, back then, woman of God just walked in the studio to God be the glory. Who was the oldest man? I can't, Matt.
Methuselah.
I'm about to say Methuselah. Methuselah. He lived to see to be 1,000-something years old, and man still couldn't get it together. Now we find it applauding to see people that live past 100. And we still can't get it together. So he sent his only begotten son to be the intercessor, the intermediate, to be that direct link between man and God. God got so frustrated, got so upset with man. Like, look, how could you guys still can't get it together? How many times I got to give you chances to get it right? And so he flooded the earth. After that happened, they still couldn't get it right. Because how many generations did Christ come after David? How many generations?
42.
42 generations. So after he flooded the earth, right, they became slaves in Egypt. And then what happened? Moses come along, freedom, and they still can't get it right. Just like now today, 2,000 years later, after Christ is hung on the cross on this very good day, that shed his blood so he can be the intercessor for 2,000 years later, because he know why we couldn't get it right. The Christians really can't get along, let alone man himself can't get along. Because somebody got to be right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about right and wrong. Because one, the timetables ain't even right. Let me tell you the timetables ain't even right. Let me break it down to you. One year, Easter falls in the month of March. And next year, it falls in April. So we can't, times ain't right. Only thing I know I can get right is that I believe in the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. and Jesus the Christ, right, is my Lord and Savior. And yes, I try to love each and every individual, no matter how wrong they do me. But you know why? Because that's what the word says. He said, bless those which persecute you, bless and curse not, right? Then he also says, Christ also said to his mother, Christ himself said, the word himself said, turn the other cheek. Now, if you turn the other cheek, he still say, forgive them 70 times 7. Oh, my God. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Who's going to keep count of you forgiving for somebody for 497 times? But you know what? The way the world's going today, people will try you. People's gonna take advantage of you. That they will exasperate they 497 times. I just got mad for the I don't know how many times I don't forgave that man. But come on. But how many times have God forgiven you?
Come on now.
I already know. I don't pass my limit. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking on my third term of 70 times 7. Come on now. Mm-hmm. And yet still, he allows me to preach before you all in spirit and in truth. And he doesn't, oh, hallelujah. And he doesn't, is in the book of Romans. And he doesn't even expose me. Sometimes I have to expose myself. Can't hear nobody up in here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes the woman, the guy be like, look, come on now, you need to shut up. She don't say back. I see it in her face, and I can hear. Just like I can hear the Lord in the spirit, I can hear my wife in the spirit. Sometimes you need to just shut up. You talk too much now. Talk too much. But I have to be obedient. At the end of the day, I have to be obedient to my God. Before I be obedient to my wife. Hey, God. Mm, So, verse number, he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And ladies and gentlemen, I know so many unstable men, and they wonder why they're catching hell like they're catching hell. Duh. Why am I saying duh? Let's go to James chapter 2, verse 26. And then I'm going to expound more on Sunday. James 2, verse 26 says, for as the body without spirit, the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You cannot be a Christian. Call yourself living in Christian and being the Christianity walk without exercising your faith. It's entirely possible. It's not possible. It's impossible for you to call yourself Christian that you don't live by faith. Because what the word saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Why we say that we walk by faith and not by sight? Because of what Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 say. What do Romans 12, 1 and 2 say? Woman of God, I've got you asked. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice, right? It says, holy, acceptable, unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. Ladies and gentlemen, that right there is that's like drinking champagne and eating caviar with the rich, but you only got $5 in your pocket. Let me break it down to you. It's like you go to the store with $5 and you're purchasing a bottle of Cristal, right? And how much is a bottle of Cristal? I don't know. How much? Let me Google it right quick. Oh, Jesus. A bottle of Cristal is $200. That's it. So, again, it's like you go to buy a bottle of Cristal, which is the most expensive champagne, they say it is, right? I'm sure there's more. But anyway, the $5 is getting your bottle of Cristal. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you're getting some things of caviar. Now, caviar is expensive. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you're getting some filet mignon. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you're getting caviar. Not only that, you get something, and then you get a, no, I don't want to say a fur coat, because people still wear fur coats.
Yeah, not down here, but yeah.
Well, mink, okay, the mink coat. Okay, you get all that with $5. You can get the same thing with your faith, because what, how I know? Mm-hmm. The word said, if you have the faith of a size of a mustard seed, you can move him out. So your faith without works is dead. You have to first walk by faith and not by sight. That's why I came with Romans 12, 1 and 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be proved what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That means you can't look at the world in your naked eye anymore. Why? Because you are transformed. You're not conformed to this world.
Amen.
You have to walk by faith and not by sight. And let me tell you, that bad boy is not hard to do. And it's not easy also. It's according to your walk of life. It's according to what? Your faith.
Amen.
It's according to your faith. So on this very day, I know we all catch a hell, especially nowadays, but you cannot forget what this last 2 weeks is. We had a discussion in the car today that how every Friday, if you're a Christian, you're not supposed to eat meat, you're supposed to eat fish. One of the guys, is that scripture?
No.
Why is that? Well, what is it? That's man's tradition. It's amazing how we can uphold and be steadfast and stagnant to man's tradition, but we don't be stagnant to and faithful to what it is to be a Christian. Whew. Lord Jesus. Faith without works is dead. That means you are dead. What did he say about your body? What did he say about your body? He said, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Let me make it a little bit clearer. If you don't move or walk, utilize your legs or your arms, and let's say you sitting in a chair for 6 to 7 to 8 months, and you don't use your legs or your arms, the muscles that's in your legs or your arms, you're going to get at what? Atrophy.
Atrophy.
That's what I said. Say it again.
Atrophy.
Atrophy. What is atrophy, woman of God?
It's when the muscles start breaking down and deteriorating, and they no longer catch to the bones so that they can actually be strengthened.
Ah! So if you don't utilize your muscles, then you won't have any access to it. If you don't utilize your faith, are you still going to have access to it? Yes, because God is not like man. Ah. But when your time is called, God rest his soul. Lou Gossip Jr. has passed away today. Yeah, he passed away today. Louis Gossip Jr.
Oh, yes.
Shaft.
He was not Shaft.
That's
Richard
Roundtree. Yes, Richard Roundtree. That's Shaft. What movie he played?
He was Stiller and Roots.
Roots. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. But in any case, if you don't utilize your faith, ladies and gentlemen, your faith is without works is dead. And then when you call up before the throne of glory, he's going to ask you, just like I asked you today, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Who does your faith lie? Where is your faith? Who is your God? Who is your God? My God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the sunrise and the sunset, the creator of all and everything. I said all, but everything and all is the same thing, yes? There's no God above him, but there's all gods under him. I can't hear nobody. So understand, faith without works is dead. Just like the woman guy I just explained, if you don't utilize your muscles in your body 6 to 8 months, you ain't gonna have no access. Not gonna have no access. Not gonna have no access. But you always gonna have access to your faith until you're called up before the glory. Don't let it pass you by. Because he died on Calvary today just so that we can have the opportunity to exercise our faith. He died on Calvary today just so that we can have the rights to what was lost. That Adam and Eve lost. That the men after Noah lost. That the Jews lost in the wilderness.
Amen.
Come on now. Come on. I'm not saying you don't have to go to church, but I'm saying you don't have to go to church with those bright color suits or a new hat. Go to church with something clean and go.
Just go, right?
Just go. You know, I know this woman only went to church 3 times a year. Easter, Christmas, and New Year's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Normally
it's CME. It's what?
Normally, CME, which is Christmas, Mother's Day, Easter.
Well, see, look, Mother's Day, she's too busy doing something else for Mother's Day.
I'm just telling you.
But anyway. Where's your faith? Wow. Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of life. And this way of life, it costs for a lot. And at the same time, it costs for a little. It all depends upon you. It all depends on where your faith lies at. If you got the faith of the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And mustard seed is very small. But if you don't exercise the anointing and the power inside that faith, then what good is that you move a mountain? Can you move a lake at that point? Can you move a pond? How about a stream? How about a puddle? Can you move something with that mustard seed of faith?
How about you?
When we got to say, how about you? Okay. That's good too. But like I said, the second part of this message is coming on Sunday. And it's going to be deeper than what it is today. This just gets you guys to think about what's going on this week. Like I said, the time, we can't even confirm this is the time, because every year Easter changes.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute is in March, next minute is in April. 1 minute is in March, next in April. But only thing I know is consistent of that he hung on that cross for me.
Mm-hmm.
He hung on that cross for you. Black, white, green, and purple.
Mm-hmm.
Earthling, Martian, or wherever planet you're from. Because he controls the universe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He died for you and you and you. You, you, and me. And you. And them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
But we can't, whew, there's no label on God, y'all. There's no label. There's no label. To God be the glory. Woman, God, close us out, please.
Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you today for the word. We thank you that it's written on our hearts, Father.
Yeah.
God, we thank you that it'll be applicable, God, and that we will apply it, Father.
Uh-huh.
Lord God, we ask right now that you will bless the man of God for all that he gave out. That you would give it back to him, God, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Father. And God, we ask that as we leave this place, whenever your presence, God, that you would continue to guide us, direct our paths. God, and we look forward to that early rise, that early raise that you already raised from the dead, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
All those many years, God, but we just say thank you one more time. And God, we ask you that you keep us until we all meet again in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. What a day, what a day, what a day. I'm thankful and I'm glad for today. I'm thankful that the Lord did what he did because he found it not robbery to do so. And he did it with humbleness. He did it with humbleness. I try to be like him. Amen.
Amen.
It's hard for me in some areas, especially like that patience bit. You know, I came a long way with patience. Long way, long way.
We thank God.
But we thank God. Mm-hmm. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC, and she's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be safe, and see you on Sunday at 10 a.m.